The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Good morning and happy 4th of July. It's here.
Yes, it is.
I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney. How are you?
Very good. How are you today?
Great. We have with us Scott Frazier, interior designer with Penn Furniture Downtown Scranton.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Thanks for coming back.
Thank you. We're going to talk about some fun stuff today. I am at Penn. I've been a designer for 15 years. Just some of my background to throw out there. Worked on my own for a few years. Worked for Ethan Allen in Dixon City, which is now gone, for 12. And then on my own, and then ended up going in with Penn and working for them. If anyone is unfamiliar with it, Penn has been around a long time. They're a long-established family in the area. They've ran Penn Furniture for 120 years. It's four generations deep. It's a large building with a huge, diverse product line. We carry over 50 different product lines. And I think one of the big misconceptions about it is that it is wildly expensive. And that is not true, because we do carry such a wide, diverse product line. It casts a huge net as far as price point. And I think the best way to find that out is for people to come in and speak to one of the design consultants like myself. And, you know, we can walk you through the facility, explain what can be done, what can't be done, and help you with your space. They also offer a free design consultation, which everyone in the area doesn't do. You know, they'll give you a professional to help you put your space together and help you make your choices. So that way, when you put your investment in, it's put in the right place.
Well, you want your room to look and your home to look right.
Yeah. Yes. Very much so.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
That's right. During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jready.com. That's questions@jrudy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. When you're at jready.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at the corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jready.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. And check us out on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter.
Right. And all those archive radio shows are not there. But Frazier's there.
Always.
My He's archive there. Ones are
yes,
there.
Yes, your archive.
Yeah. I would keep those too, because those are radio gold.
Gold.
Yes,
I'm telling you
right
now.
They are.
But you're there.
Keep those. Are they
too.
The shiny bling gold, or are they just gold?
They're not shiny bling gold. I don't know. No.
They're gold.
No,
they're
no.
golden.
They're very gold, like Fort Knox-y gold bar. Valuable.
Valuable
is the point I'm trying to hit, kids.
All right. So Scott Frazier, interior designer with Penn Furniture in downtown Scranton. We've established you have items that are very affordable.
Correct.
And you have a lot of product lines. 50, did you say?
Yeah, I believe there's 50.
About 50. Wow. And you're centrally located. And so we established that I can afford to drive by and even go in.
You
and
if can I come in.
And if I go in, I'm allowed to buy a table.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Only through Frazier.
Only through right. Frazier. And if I get rid
right.
of one.
Right.
Okay.
Pat
right.
might key my car when I get out there.
You know, it's amazing they're in business four generations, 120
yes.
years. Because when I think about when I was growing up in this area, mm-hmm. how many furniture stores once were.
So many.
I've come and gone.
So
Ricky's,
many.
Ricky's, Blatt's. There were, just to name a few.
Yes. And you're still here. So that's amazing.
Yeah,
seen
they survived
all
of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the reasons is I really have never seen service to a client like the type that they provide. And it's probably because they are local and family owned. So they don't have, you know, a corporate entity to answer to. They can make decisions on their own. And also the diverse product line. And then if you ever go into Penn or come into Penn, and please do, it's 65,000 square feet. It's six floors. It's a huge facility. And the mix of things that you can find in that building are amazing, because you'll find incredibly affordable product. You'll find really high-end product. You will find antiques.
And true everything antiques, in between.
And everything in between. I know we just got a smaller, a few months ago, the Jaffees were out in New York and brought back like three like life-size Buddhas that we had in the store. There's one left. They flew out the door. But you can't get those anywhere else. And it's mixed in with you ordering your brand new sofa and coffee table is this piece that was collected and picked up from somewhere. So it's really an amazing find in the area. No one else does anything like that around here. You have to go to New York or Philadelphia to find something of that caliber.
How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can contact me at Penn. The number is 346-6591. My email there is Frazier@PennFurnitureOnline.com. And my cell is 570-933-0495.
And Frazier is spelled
F-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
Okay.
The other point on Penn I wanted to bring up, because it just came in and we're pretty excited about it, is we have through Thomasville, which is one of the lines that we carry, we have the new Ellen DeGeneres collection. She has a huge new launch of a line of furniture because, you know, she's huge into interior design and houses. And her whole, so we carry her line and we have a huge display of it in the store that I advise everybody to come in and see.
All right.
It's very California. It's this fusion of industrial and mid-century modern together. It's a really, really great look.
All right. So today I thought we'd focus our discussion on the color palette. Yes. And how to choose one for your interior space, for our listeners' interior space, the color palette. Where do we start?
Now, let me ask you something before we get started. You were talking about you have the consulting. Now, if I'm going to do my house over, would you come to my house or should I take a picture and bring it to you of the rooms? Or
either or. We come to your home with, you know, having everybody has a smartphone these days. So that's a huge help, because if you have photos on the phone, I can get my head in your room much faster.
Okay.
I'm still going to come out to the house, though.
Okay.
You know, there has to be, if we're doing a bigger, you know, if you're redoing the one room or two or the whole floor or the entire house or whatever it is, you know, I need to get out there and put my eyes on it.
Of course.
Yeah. There's we need to catch the live show.
Right. So she was talking about the color palette. I'm sorry I interrupted.
That's okay. That was an excellent point that my mind wasn't there. Yours was. So that's good. So where do we start?
With color palette, I always advise this. You can start anywhere, okay? But if we're starting from scratch and nothing's been selected in terms of color palette, I always advise that the paint color is the last one, is the last color choice you make. If it's already there, we'll work with it. But I always advise it to be the last one.
So in other words, pick your rugs, your couch,
your upholstery, your
wall
wood pieces
art
or case goods, your art, your area rugs first, and then pick the paint color.
Huh.
Because it is the easiest thing to manipulate. You know, you can take that, like Jackie, if you loved mauve, wait, no, you don't. That's why I picked that horrible one. But if you loved green, let's say, right, and then we picked out those other items, we can move to that green palette, but we can move the up and down in tint and shade and everything so easily, where if the paint color of the walls is already up or chosen, it starts to dictate your other choices. So I always prefer to choose that last because I feel like it's the easiest to manipulate.
Got it. Yeah, well, I did it all backwards. Of course. Well, see, I'm not a color person on the walls. I'm more, you know, I'm
Your colors neutral. Are all neutral. Yeah, very neutral.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what,
It was an institution white, but it's neutral.
It is. Very, the different colors of the white, which are, there are hundreds.
Right. There are hundreds. But the great thing is, you know, from being in your house, there's your line of continuity. That's what ties all your rooms together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then everything else changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, my research said to start in the formal room, a formal room, if it's the living room or the dining room. But you're saying you could start anywhere.
You can, but I do prefer to start in a in the house in what would be referred to as more of a public space. So maybe the formal living room, because that's where you would entertain.
Okay.
Or the dining room. And then hopefully a private place for yourself, which is usually by most people put on the back burner, because I know most people, like myself, the last room that's done is, you know, is the owner's bedroom. Mm-hmm. If you have children, mm-hmm. usually that's the last room that gets done. And I always try to help the client make that be one of the first, because I like the idea that at the end of the day, you can go into a space that you love, and that's where you fall asleep, and it's where you wake up.
How do you decorate your space? So when you're picking out all of the furnishings, artwork, flooring, the rugs, the area rugs, so on and so forth, the information I received said, look at it as if you're outside. What do you, when you're on the ground outside and walking around, that's your dark space. And then when you look up, it's supposed to be light. Do you agree with that?
Not always. I think that can change.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I feel like that alters with the individual or the couple or whoever I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way to start to put it together is just pick a few key things that you love. And then you start from there.
You know?
It's very much like, it's like putting a team together. You know, if you put your basketball team together and your point guard is lousy, the rest of the team is going to suffer. So if you've made good choices, but you bring something into the room that you love that isn't correct in, you know, line or form or color, everything else is going to fail a little bit. You have to think of, you have to think of the end result of what you're putting together. So I feel like it's much more looking at the whole picture and not just those individual pieces one by one by one. It's grouping them together and then seeing what they produce in the end, because every time you add something or alter something, that end result changes every single time.
Another suggestion.
But that's where, truth be told, that's where someone like me comes in.
Right, exactly.
Because I can visualize and I can see the space done.
Right, right. And you know it. You've been doing it.
Right.
This is your thing. You're an expert. So
I am an expert, Jackie. Thank you.
I know you are. So, you know, also in the information that
I paid Jackie to say that.
No, not at all. I know, because you've come to my house and you've done things for us. So
I did.
And they're beautiful. It's magnificent.
Oh, thank you.
So, and
you have a great house to work with, though.
Thank you.
You really do.
So the information I've read also suggests that you take the biggest, and you might not be on the same page as this, so tell me, correct me if I'm wrong. You take the largest piece in the room.
Okay.
Say it's the area rug.
Right.
And it has multiple colors.
Yes.
You would pick a color out of that.
Yeah, that's actually a great place to start. That's a very good piece of advice.
All right.
Yeah. That's a great place to start.
All right. And then you work from that.
And you can start to work from that. Especially if you have this wild color variation in the rug. Because then, you know, your choices are wide open. I mean, if you're just going to throw down a
beige rug.
Right. That's just serge. No, then, you know, you're still starting from kind of square one there.
Right. Okay.
But it does ground things. And then that moves into, since you brought up area rugs, that moves into, I think, scale and proportion, because one of the biggest mistakes that I see.
Yes,
and I'll
please
put this tip out there so
I
that people don't
this
make the mistake.
Okay.
They buy rugs that are entirely too small for the room. Way too small, which is a huge mistake. And I hear all the time, oh, we just put new flooring in. I want to see it. You're still going to see an enormous amount of the flooring. But I always tell people, when you think of an area rug, think of it like a belt on a waist. You know, if I pull it in and tighten it, it's going to look smaller. So if I put a small rug in that room that's too small, it's literally going to pull the walls in. But if the rug is correct in scale and proportion, it's going to push the walls back out visually where they should be. So that rug has got to be an appropriate size to the room. I see people like with rooms that are 20 by 14 and they put a 6x9 area rug.
Oh, gosh, no.
You just suck the walls in.
Right.
You created a problem for yourself.
Right.
Okay. So I always try to help people avoid that. And that reverts back to scale and proportion.
Okay. What do you have to say about this, Pat?
No, not much.
Pat's afraid that Jackie's going to go buy new rugs. But
she did last weekend.
See?
We needed an area rug in that room.
Everyone needs an area rug.
I do not like the way you talked about Penn Furniture because Jackie wants to go there now. I was looking at her and her mouth was open. Yo, we have 65,000 feet and 6 floors. And she was like, oh my God.
I can spend days in there. Yeah, it's like a museum, could. I'm sure. Like, it's been days.
Well, just take your phone so I can get you. Right?
I'm glad you don't have to pay an admission. To go in.
But that's an interesting concept. I suggest that to the family. That would
they
like a theme park. And we get the elevator ride. We're putting something together here.
Mm-hmm. But sliding fire doors.
Yes, we do have a lot of them. But see, Pat, my objective would be you have to come in with her.
Ugh.
No, he that makes me nervous.
No.
It's like he's looking at his watch every 5 seconds. 5 seconds, not 5 minutes. He can sit in the car.
The anxiety.
Very much or so. We'll high anxiety.
We could send him over to Ale Mary's.
Leave him over there for two hours.
He'll agree to anything.
You know what? Send me to a car show, and I'll come back for you later.
All right. That's all right.
That'll work.
All right. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Scott, can I have your contact information,
please? Yes, thank you. The number at Penn Furniture is 570-346-6591. And my email there is Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, at PennFurnitureOnline.com. And my cell's 570-933-0495.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Yes, we have a two-bedroom home at 540 Charles Street in Troop for $99,000. This cozy home has lots of updates, including energy-efficient additions. The hardwood floors have all been refinished, and they're beautiful. This home has a new gas boiler, blown-in insulation, new insulated doors, new tile floor in the kitchen, a new pantry, new AC units, and much, much more. It also has low taxes of only $1,500 a year, which I love, and it's sitting on a nice corner lot. That's a cozy two-bedroom home at 540 Charles Street in Troop for $99,000, and that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. The real estate market is extremely active and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, Fell Realtor, Pat Devaney.
Oh, good morning again, Jackie.
You are much more enthusiastic while on break talking about
automobiles.
Yes. We're here with Scott Frazier, interior designer at Penn Furniture, downtown Scranton. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's a blast.
Yes, we love to have you. And we're talking about color palettes today.
Yes, we are.
So just to revisit what we talked about in the first half of the show, pretty much an individual thing.
It is an individual thing.
Follow your personal style.
Yep.
And if you have your room to, you know, your furnishings, your area rugs, and your artwork, then from there, the last thing, and that's your suggestion, that's your tip, choose your paint color last because it's the most, you can manipulate.
Easiest to manipulate, yes.
Easiest to manipulate. Okay. Now, use a color wheel. Yes or no?
You can use a color wheel, but I feel like the color wheel's incredibly basic in terms of color.
Doesn't it keep you on point?
To some degree.
All right. Is there a certain type of rule in terms of the colors that you use? Where do you use the most color? Like a 60-30-10?
No, there's no breakdown like
no.
that.
No.
Okay. No, again, I feel like the answer is individual. It varies with every client. You know, if a client wants a monochromatic color palette, there's not going to be a 30-60-10. You know, it's all going to be various hues of pretty much the same color to achieve that look.
All right.
So it doesn't break down that way. I think that's by individual.
So then do what you like.
Do what you like. With the guidance of a professional, is how I'm gonna make that statement in all truth.
Because you can think what you can have something in your head, but when it comes out on your wall, right. It can be totally wrong.
You can
wrong.
Have something in your head, but then the execution might be off.
Or
so then the end result's going to be off. But if you have a professional to steer you in the right direction, much like if you're selling a house and you have a realtor. You know, that's what they do all day. They know how to do it. They know how to sell your house. You know, you're just going to have a higher success rate that way.
Right. So how often do you find that people come to you and say, okay, here's what I saw in such and such a magazine. Do this for me. And can it be accomplished?
Yes, it can. It's actually, believe it or not, it's one of the things that I advise people to do. If they tell me, and you know, you hear this frequently, I don't know what I like. That person, if it's the first time I'm going to meet them, one of the things I'll ask them to do is a little bit of homework. If they find the time, is look through a few different magazines, tear out pictures of rooms that you like and bring them in. Even if they feel wildly different or look wildly different to you, it doesn't matter. Bring them in, because then I'm going to be able to look at it and I'm going to be able to see certain commonalities in those rooms. And I'm going to see, in all of this photography, this is consistent. You know, they like this. They like a Bergère chair. They like mid-century modern. They love red. Like, there's going to be some things in there that are going to be consistent. So I'm going to be able to pull on those and start to use them to help guide them in the right direction so that they're not overwhelmed. Because I hear that a lot when people go out and they try to put their space together, their house, even if it's one room or a whole house, they get wildly overwhelmed because there are so many choices, especially now because we have the internet and there are so many choices. It's best to really start from there. If you're starting from the beginning and you do feel overwhelmed, I think that's one of the best ways to help overcome it, is to bring in, you know, different pictures like that into your design professional.
And you get to know their taste.
Read through it, very much so.
So go with the architecture of the home or no?
Usually. Not always. Sometimes we do things for like an element of surprise. You know, I've put really contemporary interiors in a Dutch colonial. And, you know, the look can work really well. But again, when you do that, the key to this is, too, you need to commit to it. You can't do a piece of it.
Like one room one way stuff, and then other.
Or even just like, oh, we put this really just contemporary sofa in. And then, you know, then go period with the rest. You can't. When you do something like that, you really have to commit to it. And you have to finish it. And finishing, it's a big deal. I have a lot of clients, too, who have a house that, let's say the house is 3,000 square feet. And they've done a little bit in every room. And now they're satisfied with nothing. I always like to get in a space and finish it. And then move on to the next one and on to the next one.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
Well,
and also, I think at the end of the day, the client is more satisfied with the end result.
Okay.
Because they don't feel like they still have this huge, you know, piece of property that's unput together everywhere. I think they feel like they put a ton of work in and they haven't achieved anything or accomplished anything. So that's why I'm a big proponent for finishing a space.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's gratifying once it's completed.
Yes, it is.
For all parties. Right.
I think the other thing that I'm seeing, you know, current trend and things like that is, you know, mid-century modern, industrial is big. The fusion of the two is big. But it's taken a bit of a turn in the fact that I will see that those things fuse together, but then I'll see something in there. It might be a solid crystal lamp in a prism or an obelisk form. That's put into that environment that has a little bit more of a sophisticated edge to it. But the end result works really well because everything's really straight lined. So kind of fusing those things together, I think, is on trend. And the other on trend that we're seeing, even in our area, which you know how our weather is, it can be good, it can be bad, but outdoor living spaces are huge now. You know, people are doing outdoor living rooms, full kitchens outside. We do a ton of it at Penn. We have a lot of different product lines for outdoor, and the choices for outdoor are as broad as they are for indoor. You customize the fabrics, you customize the finishes. We have different lines like Lloyd Flanders, where not only do you pick your chair, but you pick from like 60 weaves that are on it of woven resin. And it's different colors and different gauges and widths of those weaves. Some look like rattan, some look like wicker. But you choose all that, so it's as highly as customizable as the interior product is. And I'm seeing a huge trend in it. Tons of people are putting together a lot of outdoor spaces. Because the great thing is it's an extension of the house. You know, you can go out your back patio door, and if it's finished, your house really got bigger.
Or a deck.
Yeah, anything like that. And it's an extra entertaining space.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, that is big these days. I noticed that. Also in, would you say, matte appliances? No surface sheen?
No surface sheen. More matte appliances. A lot of what I like to call now, which I think is the greatest thing, one of the greatest things ever, I call them livable finishes. So finishes like the stainless steel that doesn't mark anymore, because, you know, if anybody had it back in the day, it was a nightmare in that respect. And even in wood pieces or furnishings, the idea of things being distressed or things having not as polished of a finish, because it makes what I call a livable finish. So that if you have a really active life, and you guys know you have Patrick, who's 11, he's active, he's busy, there's a lot of homework, buddies are coming over, you know, you don't want to have to cringe every time they go near the coffee table. But these finishes now that are more matted and that have natural distressing or hand planing on them are more livable and easier to live with. You know, so you can develop the style that you want, but it also is a more functional piece that you can live with.
How about marble? I'm told that's in.
Marble is in. You know, we see it a lot in kitchens, of course. But I'm seeing it more in tops of tables than it was in the past. Because if we remember it from the 70s, it was a very different animal than it is now.
I think we have one.
Now, do you really? The cut of it.
Imagine that.
Is now much cleaner.
Okay.
You know, you don't see big waterfall or OG edges carved on it anymore. It's much cleaner. It's just like a bull nose. And then, you know, that base. And it's a combination of materials. So you might see that top be in Italian marble, but the base is metal, you know, or the base is even a different form of stone or wood. So it's really the combination of materials. And I think marble's evolved in the fact that they cleaned up the look of it. It's not as fussy as it used to be.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're out of time. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's a crying shame.
Yes, right. It is. And so we want you back. Will you come back?
Yeah, I'll definitely come back.
All right. Because you can talk, I'm sure. And I can listen for days.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Yes. All right.
I'm going to have to help Pat through it, though. I mean, we're going to, I don't know how we're going to figure that out, but.
Well, we'll talk about
cars on the break again.
All okay? right.
And that'll be.
He'll look forward to that.
All right.
How does someone get in touch with you at Penn Furniture, please? Scott Frazier, interior design consultant.
You can contact me at 570-346-6591. And my email there is Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, at PennFurnitureOnline.com.
Thank you, Frazier.
Thank you.
Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 1043 Blair Avenue in Scranton for only $75,000. This home has been totally updated with a new roof, a new boiler, new electric, new insulation. Everything has been done, including new carpeting and paint. It has a beautiful yard with a deck and sliding glass doors, off-street parking in the rear. But there's a problem.
What's the problem?
The problem is we put it under contract within 10 days.
Another one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Megan Pazamato is the agent for this property, and she had it pending within 10 days. So if you want to sell your house fast, give us a call, and we'll try and put it under contract in 10 days.
Now, Pat, I would like to hear your analogy, please, because you talked about it on the break, about listing how important it is to price a house.
Yes, the best way it was described to me is when a house is fresh on the market, it's like a loaf of bread. When it's hot and fresh, everybody wants it. But after it's been stale and sitting around for a while, nobody wants it. So the key is to
price it right.
Price it right.
From the start.
That's right.
Yes. How many times do we hear people say they want a cushion?
But yeah, I'll lower the price later.
Sometimes that's not the way to go. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Have a safe, fun, and happy 4th of July.